right. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Yep. And a long weekend ahead of you. So if you were looking for the break that you didn't know you needed, it's coming. And by the way, the other break that you didn't know you needed is those fucking parasites in Parliament decided that they weren't going to go ahead with the VAT increase. They finally, I mean, here's the funny thing, right? You got guys like Herman Mashaba and Musi Maimane and Fikile Mbalula and all the guys who voted for this, and Gayton McKenzie, it's got to be said, and Rise with Songhez Ozibi. They're all saying, oh, yeah, no, we discussed it and we decided that it's right for us to not do this to South Africa. Well, then why did you do it in the first place? Why was it even on the table? You're not going to get credit for turning your back on a cuck idea. You know, we're not going to go, oh, you know, at least they made the right decision in the long run. It's like we were waiting for you to find your morality or something. No, you guys would have pushed ahead. The fact is that the DAMK and the EFF took you to court and you were going to lose. And that's why you changed your mind. It isn't because suddenly you had a Damascus moment on the trip to what isn't even Parliament, that burnt out place that you call Parliament. And you suddenly thought, no, you know, it's very unfair to put this VAT increase on South Africans. You would have done it if you could have done it. And you all voted for it. And we will never forgive you. You're a bunch of parasites. You want more of our money? So we're not going to give you credit when you decide against that at some point. Sons of bitches. Right?
Yeah. And also now they're threatening us with, oh, because the VAT's not going to go up, we need to do budget cuts, which is actually worse, and this is what we're avoiding.
Cut your budgets.
Yeah. Your fucking budgets, not ours.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, look, I think if you guys had done your work and were actually looking out for the country, you would have seen all these problems on why you can't increase VAT in the first place. And then you would have worked accordingly. I don't care what you guys are saying now, crying about budget cuts and
But Simpiwe, you woke up without power this morning, so they've passive aggressively attacked you with a little bit of load shedding.
Yes, you right? See, also that thing, every time things don't go their way, oh, you guys don't want to follow our rules and want to play according to our game.
Have some load shedding.
Load shedding, stage two. Load shedding, electricity is increasing. Oh, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do that.
It's like a dad who has a bad day at work and gets home and beats you. You know, that's what he's doing. He's coming home to beat you because he had a bad day at work.
So just on that VAT thing.
Oh, hi, Ben.
On that VAT thing, I'm going through my emails now. You know, like last week or week before, we got all these emails from people who have debit orders with us or who charge us for things.
Yes.
And they're all like,
they're already
with the VAT increase, blah, blah, blah. Only one of you motherfuckers have actually said, sorry, VAT's withdrawn. Credit to you, insurance. Out of all the people who me with, we're going to have to charge you more money.
Because
only one of them has come back.
They make
back
those horrible ads, but that's nice of them.
If one of you dare try to add the 15.5, whatever, I shall come down.
But that actually might
you.
Happen from what I've seen and how they're breaking it down. So, because the fiscal
framework
has been passed, that means it's actually there. And just because this guy woke up one day and in the middle of the night was like, oh, we're not going to do it, it's not as easy anymore because now they have to reverse that. And that still needs to be passed. So we might get that increase, but it's not there.
But then they mustn't talk about how nice they're being to us. And also, by the way, I saw an interesting comment on X yesterday about all the accountants and bookkeepers and tax specialists. And all these guys have been slaving like for a month, like working overtime to try and figure it out, get everything costed for, put all the procedure. You know how much programming must go into play.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're busy increasing the amount of VAT people have to pay on everything from, you know, a Chepis to like a motor car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Everything.
And now it all has to be reversed again. So it's like 2 months of work that otherwise the financial people in your business would have been applying to the business
yes.
that they've now had to spend trying to sort out government doing stupid government
in
shit.
A matter of hours. Because matter he, of an, hours, yeah. he announced this when last yeah, night or whatever, right.
what have we
and
done?
People are getting paid today. That's also another thing. Like people, there are people that woke up and who they got knows? Some ching 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 ching, and there's an accountant out there who had to work to make sure that like what your taxes if, are correct and like, stuff.
What
like
have
that.
We done to deserve these shaitan fucking horrible people?
No, well, you see, the point is that this is really, and we've got to remember. You know, remember who the people are who voted yes, because those people really don't care about you.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what they try to spin it.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, this if this was 15 years ago. Oh, yeah, there we go. They're just out of the blue. Kanye. Just by the way, for anyone who woke up this Friday morning, thanks, James. For anyone who woke up this Friday morning and didn't know, just put it up again. Kanye say he sucked his cousin dick till he were 40 years old. All right. So that's still better than what government's doing to you. All right, let me be clear. These guys must not be forgiven. Yes. You're not going to just, we're not going to forgive and forget. Yes. We're not going to say, oh, but you know, they were, I saw Songezo Zibi saying something like, we stopped the extortion.
Don't take, even Action SA tried to take credit.
But that word extortion, I'm sorry, guys. All tax is basically extortion. Now, you were on the side of increasing tax. That means you are the extortioner.
Thank you.
There's no other way to spin this. We're not that stupid. And you think that the people who you would have stolen this money from, are like suddenly going to be relieved and grateful that you changed your mind? I mean, that's like the guy who basically hijacks you and then just before he drives away in your car and you're lying on the side of the road, face down because you don't want to be shot, then he suddenly goes, you know what? I'm having an okay day. Here, have your car back. Cheers. All is forgiven, right? You're like, no.
All is forgiven and I'm actually the hero.
Yeah. No, you don't get that credit. Sorry. You don't get that for being extortionate. Okay. And yeah, you ask Ben, like, what did we do to deserve these guys? Nothing. Sometimes you don't get to choose your parents. Sometimes you don't get to choose your job. Maybe you just thrust into something and we're all tax slaves really, but it is getting harder and harder for them to pull the wool over eyes, especially in big numbers. I mean, all of these guys, but it was the ANC and the rats and mice parties. That's all.
No, I was just thinking about this last night. Cause I once listened to the Douglas Murray podcast with Joe Rogan. It was insufferably terrible. So then I listened to Chris Williamson, who's the new Joe Rogan, his podcast with Douglas Murray. It was much better. And they were talking about going to war.
Yeah.
And there was like a survey that was done. Like, you know, if someone was invading your country, would you go to war? And the Americans were like, yeah, I don't really want to, but I think 51% kind of said, cool, I'll do it. And then I look at this as like, no one's invading our country, but these sacks of shit are invading our lives daily. So how do we go to war with them? And I know this is a very sort of like coarse way to start the day, but this is exactly it. Like, this is actually our war in life. These fucktards constantly trying to steal and steal again and take us for absolute. There's so many words I can use, but I'm going to try to stop swearing so much because they just get me so upset. But like, it's a war.
Yeah. And you know what? I would be angry. I'd still be angry if they were going to take some extra money out of me. But if I were driving on roads where there weren't potholes, I mean, I had to go to the wheel and tire place on Tuesday morning, first thing early. And they told me all four of my rims had been buckled or broken. I had to have them all fixed. Look, turns out these guys managed to do a very good job. They managed to iron out all the problems. They managed to weld the cracks. But the only reason I have those is not because I am going out of my way to drive into big holes on the road. It's because the roads are pockmarked with these goddamn potholes. And if they were doing a great job and the streetlights were working and Eskom was delivering power to everybody and rubbish was being collected and, you know, shit really worked. If we had state hospitals that were functioning like well-oiled machines where any South African could go in there without NHI because they're public hospitals and go and get whatever care they needed, first aid, trauma, you know, women who need to give birth because there's some complication. If we could do all of those things, I'd say 0.5%, VAT increase.
That's how it goes.
You know what? That's kind of what you have to pay for a state that works.
Yep.
But when it's cuck and everything doesn't work, you don't get to ask for more. This is like the employee who comes to you and says, I want an increase at the end of the month where they haven't done anything that whole month. In fact, they've run around the office breaking shit, and now they want an increase. This is what our government is trying to get past us now. And do not fall for any of these other little parties who went along and made it possible for the ANC to even put this thing in place, because they are as bad as the ANC, even though they're not in government, and no one takes them seriously.
This whole thing about also being celebrated when you try to do a good thing.
Yeah.
It's like the good and the bad son reference in the Bible. Luke 15, I think it is.
Oh, let's go to church. Hallelujah.
When like the bad son wastes his inheritance, pisses his life away.
This is the prodigal son story?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He comes back and says, yay, have a party for this guy.
No.
But it's like, because he's been such a dipshit, everyone celebrates that one thing he does. When the good son's like, hang a second, I've got everything right here. And then I get no party for just being good. But it's the expected thing.
Yeah.
So now these, because they are so shit, these politicians, everything they'll be, they can just grab onto anything. And they go, oh, look what we did. No, you didn't
do anything. Vyasin says in the comments, thanks to the internet, these guys' days are over. I don't know so much. I mean, I think the internet helps. Noticing how easily government, this is Congo Chris, can cut $75 billion from their lavish lifestyles rather than increase VAT. Yeah.
No, they're not cutting. Yeah. What they're saying is, there's a shortfall because this whole thing, the finance minister,
Enoch Godongwana.
Yes. When he first came out with the budget speech, he was saying that there's a deficit of 30, and hence why the VAT's going up, right? So that they can get this money and then they can put it in these three programs or whatever, and that's where the money is going to go. Now, because they've reversed it, they're saying, no, we have a deficit of 75, and that's why we have to do budget cuts. They don't have that.
Well, do your budget cuts.
They don't have that money.
Because I got bad news. Like, that's what we have to do as ordinary, hardworking South Africans. We don't get money from someone else. So we have to actually work with what we've got. If I only get $5,000 to take home at the end of the month, I got to live according to $5,000 or else I don't live.
The other day, I bought an item of clothing from Mr. Price the first time in my life.
Oh, wow.
Slightly unrelated story.
What are you trying to do here? But do you want to be congratulated for doing nothing?
Thank you, Gareth. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to grandstand here. Take that, Enoch Godongwana, dog, whatever your fuck. I hate you. I hate everything about you. I hate you.
Max Sony says, why you never give me?
Yeah. You never give me money. Yeah. All I want is money.
I think they should just have a TV show cutting up with the parliamentarians.
They need to stop with Chris corruption. Says, show us
the cuts.
Noticing how easily government can cut $75 billion from their lavish lifestyles rather than increase VAT, I'm reminded of the ending of Animal Farm, where those who led the revolution became indistinguishable from those who were overthrown. The creatures outside looked from pig to man and man to pig and from pig to man again, but already it was impossible to say which was which. Mm. Yeah, these guys, they're all going to end up like so many other people who you can't make like success and money run uphill. You have to earn those things. Mm. And what these guys aren't going to understand until it happens is that you can have the blue light brigades and you can be called minister now and you can be getting bribes and you can be lording it over all of us and making rules about our lives that you have no business doing. But you're going to end up like Batabile Dlamini, who's pissed in a terrible little house in a depressing part of the Eastern Cape, no doubt, with no one who wants to be around her. And so many other people, Claudie Motsweneng, so many other terrible people that they were riding high and they thought, oh, life is good. It can't possibly get bad. And now they're back to like moving in with their parents and shit. I'm telling you, that's the comeuppance that they will get. It's not far off. Okay. Do you want to turn away from politicians?
Let's do that.
Can we just catch on that Kanye again? That's the first time I've seen that
story. Oh, you didn't know about that?
Sorry, I had no idea. No. I've had a busy week. What's this?
All right, so Kanye, who's, let's just the put
only,
it this way.
Next story
let me be charitable.
Have.
So Kanye, who is always starved for attention.
Mm. Yes.
While not making like swastika clothing and apparel that you can buy if you're an anti-Semite. While not making his girlfriend wear nothing in public.
Wife, sorry.
Mm-hmm. While not embarrassing himself by just talking like the biggest load of smack you've ever heard. And occasionally creating some really, truly great music. Mm-hmm. While not doing all of those things, he also likes to let you into stuff which, frankly, I think we would have all been better off not knowing. But it is the source of great memery online. For example, yesterday I saw like this meme of someone like forcing something into something else. And they're like, Kanye's mouth, Kanye's cousin dick. So apparently when he was 14 or for the last 14 years of his childhood, which is a lot of time. Here we go. He was 14 when it started, right? So let me get this right. So he was 14 and he had to apparently suck his cousin's dick. Now, everybody's asking, like, who's the cousin? I don't think it matters. That's a big problem.
Definitely doesn't matter. I watched this very long sort of breakdown on YouTube around how South Park basically really also fucked over Kanye West.
Oh, yeah?
So there was this episode where the handicapped kid, the other one on the crutches. He's trying to do a comedy set, so he's writing a comedy script. Jimmy. I think it's Jimmy.
Yeah.
And Cartman's helping him write these lines, and they're coming up with nothing. But eventually Jimmy comes up with, do you like fish sticks?
Yeah.
And then if you say it really quickly, it's like, do you like fish dicks? And then they thought it was hilarious, and this joke became the biggest thing all over. But Kanye didn't get it. And because, as you say, he's an attention seeker, he made a big thing about just taking it personally, like, I don't get the joke. And then everyone then basically worked out that Kanye's actually gay. And this whole thing broke. It was one episode of South Park. But then they worked it out that in Kanye West's music, going forward for the next 10 years, he was fighting back at South Park. He hated the guys for writing this episode. Really? And it got into his head to such a point that there'd be lyrics in certain songs where he just couldn't get over this whole fish dicks joke.
Yeah.
It's this whole thing. This is like this. I had no idea, but it was actually part of one of his breakdowns.
Oh, here's some good news for a Friday. Nick updating us from Taiwan. He says, still no China. Like a Friday. Good for you. Good for you, man. You know, it's the little things or the big ones, as the case may be.
Yeah.
Still no China on your doorstep. So congratulations. Those Chacharacha banks must apologize to us and send those messages they've sent us, said Tabopani. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They were quick, hey? I even posted one. I think mine was from Telkom. They're like, dear customer. They call you dear customer when they're about to tell you something like this, but they know your name when you owe them money.
Yeah, when it's Mess and PM Theater.
Yeah.
Your account is currently in arrears.
Arrears. Exactly. All right. These sick bastards who play the... Patrick says, these sick bastards who we pay through our taxes play this like a sports game. I get the credit, you don't. Just shows who they care about themselves. Yes. And then Jason says about Kanye... The Kardashians' curse is for real. All the men end up broke, crazy, or become a woman.
Yeah, but he was sucking his cousin's dick at 14. That was before the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah.
For chronological order.
You blame Kim for a lot, but not that.
Let's not blame her for that.
He was doing that long before he met Kim.
I'm going to slightly defend Kanye over here because I did watch his documentary.
What do you know?
That guy, in terms of his music and where he was growing in life before meeting Kim Kardashian, was on the up and up. Yes, he's had struggles just like anybody. You know, we've all gone through it. We can all share like our childhood traumas here. You know what I mean? Ugh. And he got over it because he made great music and he knew that I'm that guy. And then he met Kim Kardashian and then he was here and it just went shukukukukuku.
Okay, yes. After that, you can absolutely say that he didn't handle himself well.
Yeah, like now we know about everything he's thinking about.
But the second he cousin dick, that happened before Kim. I don't think it's fair to blame her for what happened before.
I'm saying, but he got over it.
Well.
Because he didn't talk about it.
I absolutely get your point.
Yeah, he didn't talk about it.
And you know what? There's merit in that. Let me just congratulate every person in the world who's going through some shit today and is not making it someone else's problem.
Hmm.
Let me just congratulate everybody. I don't know what happened to you when you were 14 years old. I don't know what you got up to yesterday, okay? And I don't know if you're having a really hard time today. Let's just say thank you for not bringing it to us. You know what I love more than anything else is when I don't know your problems. It's like I'm thrilled. You know how happy I'm to meet people who go, when I say, how are you? Which is just a politeness. Like, how are you? I'm not going, oh, how are you? Sit down. Have some tea. How are you?
That you ask because.
Because I'm thrilled when someone goes, yeah, I'm fine. So let's talk about this or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
Tracy
you.
Does make congratulate a really, those people.
Tracy does make a really good point there.
Yeah.
If you tie the two together, let's and see, if Diddy was actually saying? Kanye's cousin.
Oh, what if Kanye's cousin is Diddy? Now that would make sense. Well, 50 Cent tweeted, man, fuck today. Nick's last pope died and we found out Kanye sucked he cousin dick for 8 years. I'm going to bed early tomorrow. Got to be a better day. I love 50 Cent. I love that guy. All right. So a couple of things I wanted to show you guys this morning because it is Friday and we haven't actually seen each other for a couple of weeks.
Like
with all
cousins
these.
Cousins are not taking the shine off uncles.
I know. No, cousins are taking over from uncles, Ben. It's a scary situation. I mean, we didn't see this. Sims is right, says Tabo. Kanye was honestly doing great. I hate saying this, but he was a genius. I think losing his mom and that divorce from Kim.
Yeah, it was the timing with his mom as well.
Yeah, he was very attached to that Donda woman.
Yeah.
Too much.
There was also that. But there was issues all the way. And unfortunately, I think with all geniuses, there's only so much. It's not an endless tap. So the music was always going to run out with Kanye. And unfortunately, when the music was going to run out, everything would come back in.
Well, I still think he's got some genius. And I still think we haven't heard the last of Kanye. I don't think that's a difficult prediction to make.
Okay, sorry, I know you're trying to move on to the next point. If you are married to somebody and then they eventually tell you that they sucked their cousin's dick for 8 years, what's the next move? Are you supportive? Yeah. Are you a bit freaked out?
I don't think that's the craziest thing the Kardashians have heard.
No, I mean, their dads and our mom.
Sort of thing.
I mean,
in their world, that's normal. Okay.
Yeah, I wonder for this, mind you, this girl he's married to now, she's insane. So
it must, again, like, what's her story? How is this cool for her?
It's not.
I think, you know, I was listening to this podcast the other day about the Rolling Stones and how much trouble they got into when they were young and like they were doing drugs, but they weren't really doing like drugs. Mm-hmm. They were doing weed and in the beginning in the 60s. And they got into huge trouble because once some shitty newspaper tipped off the police that they were having a party at, you know, Keith Richards' house. And the cops arrived there and Marianne Faithfull had to get out of the bath and cover herself with a fur sort of coat. It was all very exciting. But there was nothing untoward actually happening. It's not like they were all drugged out. And you think of how innocent that shit is compared to everything we deal with on a daily basis. I mean, this Kanye West story, right? It's just bizarre. I mean, no one can force you to suck a cock. You have teeth. Bite it off. Damn it, Sizzly. Lee is very aggressive, and I'm starting to worry about her comments. I'm starting to think we've got to keep a very, very firm eagle eye on Lee. All right, so talking about not making your problems everyone else's, talk shows used to be amazing. They used to have someone there, and they'd solve your problem.
You know, you get a prize. Right,
you'd get a TV from Oprah, or
and then Hawaii
Dr.
got a fire.
Phil would like give you a quick. He'd give you a quick lecture, and you'd be ready to go. Yes. And you could move, and we could all move on.
Yeah.
And all those people who had the same problem could go, well, thank you, Dr. Phil. I think you helped me a lot. Now I can move on with my life. And everything would be fine. Mm. We used to solve problems. Mm. Of course, now it's just a whinge fest. You have these celebrities. So we'll start off with how the old school talk shows worked.
Let's go.
And sometimes they had people on who were spiritual, but they were actually like crackpots. So this woman tries to solve another woman's social anxiety problem in a very unique way. Take a look.
I have a really bad problem with social anxiety. I can't freak out. I can't.
You're doing pretty good now. But let me tell you where this comes from. You were accused of being a witch in a past life. You were put in a circle and you had to name two people so that supposedly you wouldn't die. Except they didn't tell you that. They just said, tell us two people. You named two people and all three of you were hung. So no wonder you have social anxiety.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you were a witch. And
just because she stood up there.
And she gave us the names of two other people. And then they were all hanged or burnt or whatever. And she goes, oh, okay.
Thanks. But when she first said that, her face went, wait, what? Yeah. Okay. Well, and then she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she was a witch. She could tell she was a witch, right? So anyway, everybody's favorite TV personality, and I say that as a that's a generous way to describe her, because she was in our lives for all of like three seasons of Suits. But Meghan Markle, remember her?
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise known as Meghan Sussex, because that's what she likes to go by now. I wonder if Sussex really doesn't mean Southern Saxon, and instead it means like no sex for the ginger under any circumstances whatsoever. Make his life a complete misery.
And the sex and, is just sus.
Yeah, sus, exactly. So let's go with this. I hate this person so much now, and I never really cared much for Meghan Markle. I didn't think about her very much, and then she appears in my feed. Okay. And last time we discussed her on the show, it was about that terrible like podcast. What is it? It's like a cooking show or whatever.
Oh, right, yeah.
There was someone here in our office. Caroline says to me, oh, no, I think Meghan Markle's great. I said to her, okay, you go watch an episode of that show. She's produced TV. She should know better. She goes and watches 5 minutes of this thing. She sends me a message. Oh, my God, I was wrong. Meghan Markle's terrible. I can't believe that I thought she was okay. So she's terrible. But this is a new level because someone asked her some question about being, you know, Harry's wife. Which is really the only reason we're still talking about her. Because
yes.
She would not have carried on doing Suits. She would have thought she was too good for it. She would have quit the show anyway. She's got a major superiority complex. And she loves being called princess. And now, every time anyone brings up anything that she doesn't want to talk about, she gets like really weird. She starts forcing them to talk about some nonsense that brings her back to being one of the normal people. Except in this case, she's not normal. She lives this life where she's never had to worry about anything. And now she certainly doesn't have to worry about a thing, right? She's around all her celebrity friends all the time. She's got a husband who's a prince. She's ruined his life. She lives in Calabasas or Malibu or Montecito or whatever. And she doesn't have any connection with real people. So look how she changes the subject when she's asked about something. And then tell me if you don't pick up like a little bit of psychopath here, that she's the kind of person who, when you really want to ask her something or talk about something that's important, she acts her way out of it. And she will talk about nonsense and pretend she really gives a shit about that nonsense just to distract you. Take a look and tell me if you agree.
All things to be talking about for Time 100. Let's talk about flower sprinkles. Because I think it speaks to the tiny moments of joy that are so effortless and just create a little bit of magic that we're all craving in our everyday. They're tiny little flower petals that are dried. I started putting them on salads. I started putting them on scrambled eggs. It didn't actually matter. On a yogurt parfait. The level of charm that you find people have when they see these tiny little dried petals is something I can't fully wrap my head around, but I appreciate that there is a love for the detail and the small level of delight that can be added. So take flower sprinkles really as an analogy and think about what you could do in your everyday life that can just have a little splash of magic on unexpected moments.
Oh my God. Okay, she's so condescending, first of all. All you need, poor people, is just a little bit of flower sprinkles because then you'll have some delight and charm. And what nonsense is she talking about flower sprinkles? Have you ever thought, oh, the reason I'm unhappy and the reason I have no petrol in my car and the reason that my feet are sore is because I just don't have enough flower sprinkles on my yogurt parfait, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, also, but in the dark with that, I've got. She has got great skin.
She got good skin.
I'm just. I mean, all
of that.
She's got good glow. I mean, she's just got good skin, radiance. But boy, when her mouth opens, there's a pile of shit that comes forth.
She does give me, like, especially in the first few seconds, like, back in the day when Oprah Winfrey used to do a talk show, like, she always had that, like, and my aha moment was, and then she'd talk.
These moments of delight.
Yes. And then, like, whatever.
Well, she grew up. She grew up on that. That's why she idolizes Oprah to this day, invited her to the wedding.
That. Like, that, or like, this is such a profound thing.
But she's not even, but Sims, she's not even a good actress about it. It's obviously a distraction. She wants us to think that she's this lovely, kind person who puts flower sprinkles and things. But I think she's actually a dark psychopath.
Yeah.
Because imagine trying to talk to her about something. Now you're this wimpy loser, Harry, right? And you're like, darling, could I talk to you about something? And she goes, Harry, I don't want to. Let me tell you about flower sprinkles, Harry. Look into the eyes, Harry. Look into the eyes.
Exactly.
Maybe you'll get something later. But look into the eyes. Flower sprinkles, Harry. It's such a like forced trying to be a normal person, trying to be compassionate, moments of delight, charm. She's trying too hard. She's selling this thing. She's selling it hard. And I just don't buy it. Like there's a dark psychopathy somewhere in that face and in those eyes. I mean, she's still an attractive woman, as Ben rightly points out.
I said she had no skin.
But that soul is dark. I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Ben made sure to correct you to say I'm not
I don't think she's attractive because there's a certain darkness about her personality, which I
just, yeah, there's.
But I just say I radiant that, skin though.
I think
beautiful.
That Harry is like writing help in the backyard in stones, hoping a helicopter will fly over. And I mean, can you imagine how isolated he feels at the moment? Nobody likes him because he's made terrible decisions, and that's all on him. By the way, that's not on her.
Guys, we've got to bring it back to Kanye sucking his cousin's dick.
Ben, you're really into this.
What does Meghan do that makes – because as much as Harry's a simpy kind of nobody who always in his brother's shadow and his mother's fucking death dramas and stuff.
It's easy.
But what does Meghan do?
She plays the victim drums. She gets him all like, oh, life's been hard for you. Your mom died. Never forget that. The press, the paparazzi. Your brother's bigger and more important than you, and he's going to be the king, and you're not. Your dad was never there when you were little. She plays it, and he loves this because he's getting the attention he never got as a kid. She's psychologically figured him out, and she's playing him like a drum. And he loves it because finally he thinks there's someone who understands him. And they've got kids together, which must be another thing that genuinely bonds them. I don't know how involved she or he are as parents because if the royal family are any model for like taking an interest in your kids, then we're in a bad place.
Yeah.
But they both are, they're obsessed with attention and being victims. Well. Being victims.
I think where I was going with that, it's like, you know, you get advent calendars in December.
Yeah.
And it's like a little treat for kids, you know, it's like, wake up this day. I reckon that she has like that for sex with Harry. So Harry's got to do various things. Yeah. And then you might get like a little star you can put there.
I know someone. I know someone whose husband used to get like a yellow note or a pink note or a blue note. Like if he got a blue note on his pillow in the morning or at night when he went to sleep or in his suitcase when he got to work or in his jacket pocket, that was very bad. That means you're in the dog box, you're sleeping on the sofa. Yeah. Wow. I know someone who. No.
That's very passive aggressive.
And she was a horrible person. Okay. A really horrible person. Blue note was you're sleeping on the sofa. Yellow note was you've been good, but nothing yet. And then a pink note was like, you're going to get some tonight. And this guy stayed with her for a long time. Some guys are so simpy. Simpiwe, you have no idea. Like simpy guys who just want to be controlled. I'm telling you, this is a thing.
So the marriage or relationship was just about her and her happiness.
Absolutely, all about her.
And how, like, What was...
No, he was just there to work and bring home some money.
I'm trying to understand the... Like, every night...
In fact, I think
she... would get a note.
I think she earned more money than him.
Ooh, that's the worst.
So he was also emasculated and not a very confident guy. Listen, if you met him, you would think, hey, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people who, if their girlfriend or wife doesn't like your friends, you just lose your friends.
Yes.
And that's perfectly okay. So which to me is weird.
It's not, no. What I'm saying, I've seen that play out, right? Where if you and I are dating, Ben, and I like you, but I'm like, Gareth is a bit of an asshole. Like, I don't like Gareth. Then I point that out to say, Gareth only hits you up when he needs money. Gareth, you know, and then...
To find his flaws.
Yes, yeah. and then you on your own will then start seeing Gareth and be
make
like,
the call.
Actually, yeah, so I see how that happens. I'm not saying all the time that it's correct, but your partner does have a major influence of who they allow in your life. With that said, can we go back, like, these...
You
want to
go
notes.
Back to Kanye's dick?
No. I want to understand these notes. That, yeah. Like, was it every night, every morning? Bro, like, was in a week?
So I believe she was psychologically torturing this man.
Oh, my gosh.
Permanently. So he... And he would do things to earn the notes, or it would be things that he did not do. So it was like living in purgatory. You never really knew whether you were going to be punished, what was right, what was wrong. She would just work on this hidden reward system, which was entirely autocratic. And this guy just had to, and he was content to live with that. That he thought that was what he deserved. There are guys and there are women who probably deal with similar reward systems. You know, the man gets home and he's grumpy and he's aggressive, and she has to deal with that too. And I'm sure that there are people who, I just don't understand how they stay in these relationships. I mean, you have to have a little self-respect. And clearly, if you're putting up with that kind of thing, you're a person who doesn't have any self-respect or dignity.
Wow. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
But this, I think, is a lot more common than we might think.
Yes.
How did you find out about this? Because this, again, goes back to, hey, how are you doing? Don't tell me the bad stuff. And this guy's like, well, yeah. Dad, you
well,
asked
today, today I got a pinky nose.
He wasn't a friend. He was a friend of a colleague of mine.
Just say his name accidentally.
No. Because nobody would know who he was anyway. And this is a while ago. And I'm telling you that there are these, let's call them advent calendar relationships, for want of a better term. Like, you open the door and maybe you get a chocolate or you get a turd.
Yeah.
Right. And I think people often work on incentives like this because they need to be kept in line. Maybe they're big alcoholics, or I don't know enough about this guy to be able to give you personality defects other than this is what his wife used to do to him. If he was really good, let's say he made supper, she got home from work and he'd made supper, then she'd give him like an arbitrary number of points and say, ooh, you're getting closer to your pink slip or whatever.
No.
I'm telling you.
That's not how to live.
I know. It's really not.
But it's like nursery school. You know when your teacher gives you a gold star?
Yeah.
But at least I know what I'm working to. And also the dynamic between a teacher and a student. I remember teachers used to be like, I'm still going to get paid whether you pass or not. Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And so. Yeah. And, like, relationships are not one-sided. Like, what about his happiness? Like, what if he woke up and...
But that becomes his happiness. This is the weird thing about when you're under captivity or you're captive for a master. That becomes your... I mean, like the woman who paddled James's ass here. She gets paid money to do that kind of stuff.
Guys like guys some of that. These guys want to be humiliated.
And it's either because you got forced to suck your cousin's dick, or your dad was something, or you didn't have a figure in your life. It's
well,
a thing.
Congo Chris says he says, this is what happens when women have too much time in their hands because they aren't beating the laundry on rocks or plowing the field.
Clearly,
yes.
Speaking in unison is a thing that you do. How?
Yes, that's right.
How does this happen?
well, it just happens and we don't know why, but we have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves. It's not us. And it's very hard and Yeah, and we don't care about the critics. We tell people if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the TV.
Do not switch off the TV.
Guys,
do not.
Do not say that. Okay, please, no.
I want to be clear on that. But sorry, how does it feel? Paula, I'm going to ask you a question and I want you only to answer it, Paula.
Okay, well, I'll try and answer it as best as I can.
Okay, I can see Bridget trying to speak.
I also think it didn't feel right.
How do you know? What is going on that means that when one of you speaks, the other one just instinctively has the same thing to say? What's going on?
Oh, guess what? I wish I could answer that question. It just happens.
Huh. That's pretty, I mean, it is bizarre.
Guys, got to ask the question, the dates. What dates have they been on?
Have they ever had sexual relations with any man?
Of course.
You think so?
Two for the price of one.
Oh, wow. All right, Simpiwe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Like, they are weird. I don't know if I could ever embrace this.
They are the queens of the internet this week. That's what people wanted to see this week. We all needed a distraction.
Is that why Kanye came out with his story? Because it was like,
felt they were getting too much.
How do I beat these bitches?
Yeah, I know what I'll tell him about Cousin Dick.
But they still beat Cousin Dick, actually. Let's be fair. If we are going to be critical here.
Yeah, they do. They win. No, they win.
Announce the winner of Internet this week.
I can promise you no one's going to be talking about them in 3 weeks' time. But we'll all remember that week in April 2025 when it was all about the two Australian twin girls who complete each other's sentences.
Well, people always say there's that connection with twins. It's a bit weird. It's that universal connection, like if one's feeling down, so the other one does.
Yeah.
When they live far away and the one's ill, all that kind of crap. But they are the living of that.
Oh.
And I just love how they are so duty bound to wear the same clothes.
Right.
Weird.
So I brought you something else that I thought you might like to see this morning. Here is a pastor.
Oh, hallelujah. Church.
And it is. We had Easter last week. Yeah, church is in session. Easter last week, Ben was quoting Luke chapter 4, 21. Who knows? I mean, we've got a lot of really big moves towards religion on the show recently. So let's learn from a pastor in Nigeria who's kind of passionate about one particular thing, and this is aimed at the ladies. So go ahead, pastor.
Bring the camera, son. Bring the camera. All the young girls who want to make life with pussy, your pussy will perish with you in hell. May your pussy perish with you. May your smooth pussy, creamier pussy, and tight pussy perish.
So may your smooth pussy, your creamier pussy, and your tight pussy perish with you in hell.
Is that plagiarism from a Quentin Tarantino movie?
You're thinking of From Dusk Till Dawn. Well, come on in, pussy lovers. We got white pussy, black pussy, yellow pussy, stinking pussy, smelly pussy, dark pussy, horse pussy. We got tight pussy. We got napping pussy. We got all those different things. I think that comes from a little bit of inspiration there. But this guy is shouting at his congregation. I don't know how I'd feel if I were a young woman there. Being assaulted verbally.
Pussy.
I mean, really?
Which I think is the meaning.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll perish.
And he's like, you perish in hell. What? Secretly, you agree with him, Simpiwe?
No, I'm so shocked. And, you know, like pastors like that in the congregation, there are ladies saying, fire! Amen!
Ladies with hats on. Yeah. Right? Ladies who wear hats.
Yes, yeah. So I'm just like
and gloves.
that was a sermon.
Preach, amen. Someone's going, amen, deep, pastor.
Deeper, man of God, go deeper. Yeah.
Well, I thought that you probably needed to hear some words of spiritual encouragement.
Yeah, for all of you women out there who wanted to live your weekend by your pussy,
now you're thinking twice.
Don't do it.
Yeah, now you're thinking twice. So speaking of pussy, here are two guys you may recognize. The current president of France, Emmanuel Macron, and the current president of Ukraine. And I don't necessarily have any political issues with either of them. I don't think either of them are that great at running their countries, but I think Zelensky certainly seems to be brave and have his nation's interests at heart. Macron is married to that guy. Mm. But otherwise, I don't really have any thoughts about him. Honestly, the only thing I could tell you about Macron until this clip was the husband. It's the wife, really, yeah. Right? Mm. The guy that Candace Owens told us is a guy. Yeah. Brigitte Macron.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to show you clips of, and you'll recognize them instantly, both the presidents of Ukraine and France when we didn't know who they were, before they were famous as presidents. Okay. And this may help you give a little background just to explain who these people are in their spare time.
Feeling circus. Thank you, Congo Chris. Gareth, stop showing us videos from your old gigs. First of all, Emmanuel, Vladimir, why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
You are gay. What the hell? Come on, you tell me how you interpret that stuff.
Oh, very gay. I was like, this looks like Vogue night.
Oh, very gay.
No, sure. I just got to ask a question. How many times was Vladimir Zelensky on Ukraine's Got Talent?
Clearly, like a number of times, because he made repeat appearances.
He got talent.
And how many times did Emmanuel Macron change his hairstyle?
Oh, my word.
They were loving by their pussies.
Zelensky looks like a gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, says Jody. Don't cover your bases here, Jody, and try to not be mean. We all know what we saw there in that clip, and I thought it was important for us to see it. Okay?
Sure.
There we are. All right. So this guy, you can get into your Tesla self-driving car.
Yes.
if it hasn't been burnt by some maniacal left-winger in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, set on fire, or keyed or scratched or... So you can get into your Tesla and you can ask it to take you somewhere you've never been, which sounds like a bad idea. First of all, I wouldn't ask a stranger. I wouldn't get into an Uber and say, take me somewhere I've never been. Right? Nobody
that's
should do that.
A terrible idea.
I would say that's a very bad idea because you'll end up, I don't know, without any clothes, without any money, without your phone, on the side of the road in Walkerville or something. I don't even know where Walkerville is, but I can't imagine it's good.
It's not where you go for good things.
No. So
I think it's a brilliant idea.
What? To ask an Uber? You do? Ask an Uber driver to just take you somewhere you've never been before?
Uber, but think about it, right? If you're trying to teach people humility and all of that, especially like people that have grown up with money and they're like, take me to where I've never been. And then they take
and you're thinking
you-
Bali, but then they you end they up in Walkerville.
Alex.
All right. Well, this is what happened.
Sorry.
It's not as horrible as that could be.
Okay, cool.
This is what happened to a guy. He's a big man. He's overweight.
Oh, that's the thing
in
America.
You can guess where it's going to take him. All right, so here's the clip. You know the punchline already.
Tesla, take me somewhere I've never been before. Oh, shit, where's it going?
This ought to be interesting.
Let's see where it takes us. Turning right. Let's see.
Well, that's good.
I wonder where it's going to take us. It has to be just places we've never been in.
Headed toward Mooresville.
Yeah. I've been to Mooresville. Where is it going?
And that narrows it down. There's so many places off this exit. I've been to most of them, though. Just about any eating restaurant around here.
As we're pulling in.
Oh. I guess you've never been there before.
Right. The punchline is that the Tesla took him somewhere he'd never been before, Planet Fitness.
Sorry if I ruined that, but that is funny. That is very funny.
No. It's great.
He was so disappointed. He was just like, this is not my good time.
He had that like a fat person frown where it's like, this doesn't involve food. Fuck you.
Oh, do you want to see a fat person frown?
Not really.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay, okay. Wait, Gary, you've got a great.
I've been saving this one up for you.
Your face lit up a bit too much when you said that.
So this chick's very upset because she feels that she was kicked off a live stream very unfairly. She was there to support her friend, whoever that is. And she feels that there was a lot of fat phobia going on here. And so she was frowning. So you asked about a fat person frown. Oh. Here's what I think of immediately. All right, here we go.
Okay, just an advice for people. And I don't mean to sound rude when I say it. But I just went in somebody's live stream that I was friends with. And they instantly blocked me just because I was tapping the stream. Like, make it make sense. I was trying to show support and I was trying to show love to the person. Like, if you guys need to tell your moderators, don't block the people that are trying to give love and support. Because if that's the type of person you are, I'm glad you blocked me because I don't want to be friends with people like that. I want true, legit friends that love me and care about me like I care for them.
That's quite something. Yeah. Like, if we were dragged backwards at terminal velocity, our faces would look like that. Sure. And her face is that.
No, I have never, ever seen anyone who's so enormous that it affects her speech and her vision.
Yeah, she's standing out of breath.
Well, she is. It's exhausting. That body, you know how hard that heart is working.
Like, get your friends that will take you to gym. Do that exercise of, like, take me to somewhere I've never been. Hey,
baby steps. You don't start, taking her to gym. You start with some slight stretching, okay?
I can never be unhappy on this show. Hey, firstly, I didn't have cousins growing up, and secondly, I don't look like that.
Yeah, like, lucky you. Really, count your blessings. Good. Name them one by one.
So many,
and it will surprise you what glasses the Lord has done. Glasses resting on the cheeks. Those glasses were crooked half the time as well. Okay, look. There's no need for us to, like, pile on with her. So we are going to get to some sport straight after the break. We are going to talk some more about all of the things that are going on in our country. I also believe that Ben wants to talk about the EFF invading Orania. You serious?
Yeah, why?
Okay, well, we'll ask that question. Okay.
Leave them people of Orania.
Yeah. And then the Mpumalanga Department of Education spent 2 million rand for 22 laptops.
Okay.
And apparently Netball South Africa, which we can discuss after the sport, absolutely, needs to account for 90 million rand that just...
Gone.
Just gone. Mm. So, lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. See you in a minute.